Good morning. All right. Are there any visitors, first-time visitors here this morning with us? Going once? Going. Any in the back that we're missing? Okay, awesome. James, it's amazing, the word that you brought this morning, and very grateful for it. I had written down a couple of things to pray for before we even started. And it was something that Christine and I talked about yesterday. One was praying against the lies of the enemy and repent of unbelief. And you were talking about that, which is awesome. And then that we may have a heart full of gratefulness. Gratefulness, especially of God's goodness. It's not about us. You're right. It's about Him. It's about the goodness that He pours out on us freely, flowing every single day, whether we see it or not. What we keep forgetting to do is look up. Keep our heads lifted, even in those trials and tribulations. And it's not always easy. We have that human side. We have the sinful nature that fights against us. But prayer accomplishes things. And praise brings it home. So we're going to start on this side this morning. Are there any prayer requests, praises that we need to share? Raise your hand, let us know your name, and let us know what you have.
My name's Debbie, and I have two prayer requests. One, my niece's son, Draco, is when he was born, he had to have heart surgery to survive. And now he wasn't feeling good, and they took him to the doctor and things. And he's an adult, a teenage adult right now and things. But they found out that he has cancer in his liver. And so he, in order for him to try to survive, they have to do a heart transplant and a liver transplant. And he has to go in February to a hospital and see if they can do anything to help him. And my other one is I asked for prayers for that baby that had cancer. Well, she's caught like pneumonia and other things, other bad things, and she's on life support right now at Children's Hospital. Yeah.
What's that baby's name again?
I wish I could remember. I think it's something like Martha or no, I can't remember. It starts with an M, but my granddaughter Kelsey sent me a thing about her because I asked about her here the other day, and she told me she was in Little Rock on life support.
We'll call her Little Baby M. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. And I have an unspoken prayer, please.
My dear friend's grandfather has throat cancer, and it spreaded to his liver and is making him very sick, and they have to do chemotherapy and radiation, and he doesn't know how long it will take for him to heal. No.
Do you have a name?
No, she don't no. have a name.
Okay. What's your friend's name?
Skylar.
Skylar. Okay, so Skylar's grandfather.
Hi, my name is Kay. Our grandson, Jason, is in the hospital, and I'm praying for his health, but I'm praying more that he will walk in the light of Jesus. He's a Christian, I know that, but he's not growing. He's not a growing Christian. And so we're praying for Jason's growth in the Lord, growth in the Lord. Also, a prayer of praise, Christina moved. And I thought about her this morning. I thought, she's in a warm house and not this little bitty trailer. So I'm so pleased with that, how that's working out in her life. And I'm pretty sure she brought her little granddaughter to church this morning. Okay. So I know she's wanted to do that. So anyway, that's a praise. Let's see. And for our first responders, there's a lot of stuff going on. I don't know how much you watch the news. I can't. It's too much. A little bit of it, but there's a lot of stuff going on. And pray for our law enforcement and first responders and our military and our leaders. We've elected people. We've tried to. And they have a lot of responsibility, and they need the Lord's guidance.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. There was a very tragic fire at RV2 this morning. My neighbor Tom was taken by helicopter to a burn center. He's a very old gentleman and very badly burned. Anyway, it's shaken all of us. And the responders, Peter was there when I left, and it was a very large fire with explosions, and anyway, prayers for Tom and our neighbors at RV2. Mm-hmm.
So my name is Jack, and I have an unspoken for a person this week, and going to be doing some procedures that could last for her a while, so I just ask that you'll pray for this individual.
Todd, by the grace of God, he gave me her name. It's Marilyn.
Marilyn, okay. Thank you.
Lord's been working on me in some things, and he's, I don't know, he's moving me to do something. He's going to show it to me, but be praying about that. Thank you.
Deb.
Yep.
Sorry.
Any more on this side? Okay.
My name is Anita, and I am kind of a visitor. I did come here 3 years ago before I was a volunteer cookson and left about 3 years ago, and so it was so wonderful to see some of my old friends here and my old pastor, and I just want to thank God for the blessing. I now live in Tahlequah, and don't ask me all the details of what the Lord has in mind, but I think he's got something planned, and I'm just looking for that. I'm open for it, but I want to thank the pastor that you now have, and the message he had this morning was a beautiful message. And I do have one unspoken prayer request.
Okay. Thank you, Anita. Any more on the left side? Okay. How about over on this side? I'm usually the runner at work, so Wayne's making up for it today.
My name's Charles. I've got a friend in Siloam. He's my daughter's age, 55, but he's got terminal cancer, prostate cancer. He's going through chemo 5 days a week, and I think he's got about 4 more weeks left. He appears to be doing good. I mean, he's lost some of his color, but he really needs our prayer. And his name's Wayne Myrick.
Yep.
Leah, Doug is on his way home from Nebraska, and just prayers that he makes it home safe.
Okay. Anyone else? Anyone in the back over there? We're good? Okay. We'll bring it to Todd. All right, we'll have our prayer song, and then we'll have Todd pray for us. Thank you.
Father, we are so grateful for the blessings that you just reminded of us in this song. And the blessing of the Holy Spirit as he continues to move not only with each individual but within this entire congregation. And I just pray that we continue to rely upon the Holy Spirit. As mentioned this morning, the lies that were being told, that we will recognize those, that we will be able to throw those aside and know that they're from the evil side. And Lord, also give us a heart of gratefulness. Help us to realize when you have blessed us, we ignore it, we get used to it, and we just need to be more grateful for the things that you have provided for us in our lives. Just the simple little things that you have given us. And Lord, we want to lift up Drago this morning, who has liver cancer, and because of his past, now needs a heart and liver transplant. And we know that this is a process that just doesn't happen. And so we just pray that there will be a quickness about it, that things will move quickly for him, and that they'll be able to do this in a timely manner so that he will be able to recover quickly and be able to live a life full and meaningful for you. And Lord, we want to lift up baby Marilyn this morning, who's on life support. So many things that have gone on in her little life already, and we just pray that you continue to be with her, be with those doctors as they continue to work with her, and be with her parents as well, and with those around them to encourage them and to give them strength as they go through this time, through this trial. And we want to lift up Debbie's unspoken this morning. You know that very situation. You know the needs there. We just pray that you continue to be with them, be with Debbie, that she can be a light to them, wisdom to those people that she has in her life. And we want to pray for grandfather Skylar's grandfather, who has cancer. Cancer has spread throughout his body. We just pray that you continue to be with him, strengthen him as he goes through his procedures. We just pray that, again, for a quick healing in his body, and may your will be done. And Lord, we want to lift up Jason this morning with his health issues. We're very concerned about what's going on with him physically, but we also are concerned about his walk of faith. We know that he has professed you before others. We just pray that, again, the Holy Spirit will continue to work in his life, give him direction that he needs to do, the changes that he needs to make to be right. And Lord, we want to continue to lift up those people, the first responders, our law enforcement, and our military, as they are there on the front lines daily. We pray for their families as well. Keep them all safe. Keep them encouraged. Give them the strength that they need to do their daily task. And Lord, we want to continue to lift up our political leaders as they are making decisions. And we just pray that, again, they will look to you for guidance. We know sometimes we get discouraged by the things that they think are right. We just pray that you continue to work on them, that they will realize what is right and what is wrong. And Lord, we want to lift up Tom this morning. His burnt body, he's been transported, and we just pray that you continue to be with him, be with the doctors as they continue to make quick decisions for him right now. We just pray that you'll ease his pain, that you'll continue to, again, be with him and be able to heal and be with those people that have been traumatized by the fire there in RV2. Probably a very scary and maybe a discouraging time. We just pray that you continue to be with them, be with those, and help them to lift each other up as they go through this and they process this situation. And Lord, we want to lift up Jack's unspoken. We know that he knows the details. We know you know the details. And we just pray you give Jack the wisdom, the guidance he needs to encourage these people in his life, that they will continue to move forward and look to you for that wisdom. And Lord, we want to lift up Devin this morning, that he knows that you have something in plan, in mind for him. We just pray that he will be open to that and that he will be willing to go through that door when that door opens. And we just pray for encouragement in his life and give him the boldness that he needs to make this next step. And Lord, we want to lift up Anita's unspoken as well. We just pray that as she lifts those details to you and as she, again, is a part of their life, that we pray that she will give them guidance and wisdom and encouragement in this time that they're going through. And we just want to be with Anita as well as she is looking for you, knowing that you have something planned for her as well. That and again, a willingness to go through the door when the door is open. And Lord, we want to lift up Lane this morning as he's going through his treatment with this cancer treatment. And we know he's part of the way through it. Seems to be doing better, but there's some signs that he's weakening. We just pray that you continue to be with him, be with his family, be with those that are around him as well to encourage him and strengthen him in this time. And Lord, we want to lift up Doug as he is away from us, traveling back. We just pray for safety for him. And we just pray that things will go well, that he'll be back with us next week. And Lord, we're grateful that Christina was able to move before this cold snap. And we just pray that you continue to bless her and be with her. I'm grateful that she was able to bring her grandchild today to be a part of the congregation this morning. And Lord, I just pray, as two have lifted up this morning, that we all look for those moments that you're working on us and through us, that we recognize it, that we're open to it, that we be willing to make that next step in our life. And we just praise you for who you are and for the goodness that you show us each day. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.